How can okay, so let's do a little bit of reflection here and think about the empirical relationship between the data and the opinion. He appears to you to be stable. However, his history is a large number of unstable choices. With age comes wisdom. I was of no direction until I was about 30. At which point I woke up and realized that what I learned was nothing. And I had a lot to learn and a long way to go, and I had to do it all very quickly because I was behind where I should be if I wanted to have everything okay. And there's that there, we use this term to wake up. Yeah, and some people are awake and aware all their life. And for other people, it happens at a later stage. For some people, 20, some people, 30, some people, 40, some people, 50. It's interesting that in Christianity, there's this concept of rebirth. To be a born again Christian, it's sort of like this principle to wake up and realize that I was not as good a person as I could have been, or should have been, or would have been if I'd had the right opportunities to do things, and a series of life experiences usually leads people to either you either go further down into hell, or you turn around and make the long climb up and out, I was one of those people who decided to turn around and make the long climb back up because this was obviously not a good thing. And so, I there the idea that people can turn around or change doesn't I don't agree with that. I think that the base of the character is always there. It comes down to the quality of choices and decisions you make, which is usually relative to the people that you surround yourself with. So, usually when we surround ourselves with great people, we make great choices because we have the backing and support of these people. And sometimes great people are hard to find. They're there. They exist, but it requires work, and it requires a lot of self-knowledge and self-study and reflection and understanding. Anyway, the point is that we need to balance out our perspective and opinion with the fact that we know. That's the horror of reality, isn't it? Where your habit is to be with unstable people, so that when you find a person who is completely stable, you are not sure how to react or respond in the situation, and it can feel very uncomfortable. But it's still not a reason to reject something which is good. If our habit is to drink bad wine, it does not mean that we don't know what good wine is, or that we can't appreciate good wine. You know, it's like a can opener makes my life less complicated, but it's not virtuous. It performs a function. Functionaries or perform functions. They're not necessarily virtues or virtuous. Abusive people will generally be on time because it benefits them. Look, nasty people get on airplanes. They're able to arrive on time and get on the plane, right? Good timekeeping or bad timekeeping doesn't tell us about how virtuous a person really is. It doesn't matter. You could have these arguments like Stalin or maybe Mussolini were great timekeepers, right? Right? Well, probably because you can't run a military organization if you don't have precision. So, being precise is not the same as being good.
No.
That's what we want. That's the key that we want. Being precise is not the same as being good. Yeah, but like a car can be reliable, but that doesn't give it virtues. I mean, that's not a virtue, it depends what the meeting is about. If both sides in a meeting have something very advantageous or positive to gain from the meeting, then they both arrive on time or in time for the meeting because life is short and things need to get done. We can appreciate the fact that people are on time, but it doesn't change the quality of anything. The point is, where does your partner's lack of good judgment originate? Where does it come from? Yeah, there's two important questions, actually. Number one, where does the bad judgment originate? Not how does it manifest itself, but where does it originate? And how is it going to affect the present and future relationship that you have? Because understanding the origin is to be able to see where you are going, because life works in cycles. Nature and the universe function in circles and cycles. No, I don't think that he can't judge people because of Neptune. I think he can't judge people because he doesn't have good judgment. I don't think it's got really anything to do with the planet. I'm not disrespecting astrology or planetology or elements of Scientology. I'm not disrespecting that, because obviously the sun affects the earth. Obviously the moon affects the earth. Obviously the moon affects the women and the female cycle and the birth cycle and hormones, and there's more things between heaven and earth than we will ever understand. But your husband doesn't make bad decisions because of Neptune. Your husband makes bad decisions because he has a history of making bad decisions, because nobody ever taught him how to make good decisions. Because people who are taught how to make good decisions don't make bad decisions, because nobody wants to make a bad decision. Nobody wants to mess up their life. Nobody wants to ruin their life.